Den enema arim Ruth Kegan Gael as Shemish and Grenada Norse on Kulturvanen. I'm Ruth Kegan Gael and I'm the new Grenada for Kulturvanen.
So in Grenada, the Manx title for it, and Manx Language Development Officer. In what senses are you developing the language here?
I think I'd like to see myself as a facilitator. I've been involved in teaching for the last 10 years since graduating from university, as well as performing. And I think development and facilitating are hand in hand. So you really want to be able to give people a lot of encouragement and develop their confidence to use Manx and to develop lots of courses and teaching as well and continue the great work that's already been done and also work with other key stakeholders and members and other Gilgairn and groups across the island and beyond, really. So trying to just work with everybody in the community and facilitate as much as I possibly can, really. I think that's what I think when I hear the word development.
And that's very much the sense of an Grenada.
Absolutely. I mean, it's the encourager, isn't it? So I like to think I'm an encouraging person. And definitely, I think that's a massive part of the job because people have to feel encouraged to use Manx and you know, especially if they're beginners and they might be slightly daunted at the prospect of learning a new language to them. So I think celebrating and uplifting everybody as much as possible is a huge part of the job, you know, and actually realizing it, you know, it takes an island, it takes a community to, and not just one person or anything like that, you know.
Are there any particular projects that you have in mind that you'd like to take forward?
Well, I've got a couple in mind. They're just sort of simmering away at the back of my mind at the moment. But I think continuing the really great work that's been done on social media and then traditional media as well to make you know, Manx as visible as possible all over the world, that's really, really good. And I'm looking forward to working collaboratively with the other members of the team here at Kulturvanen, but also all different groups on the island as well. I really, you know, really want to work with as many people as possible. So got some things up my sleeve, but I'm still simmering away on those at the moment.
And with your background in music and song particularly, do you see a way of taking that forward, promoting the language through song?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, they're such natural kind of partners, really. And I think lots of people come to language through learning songs and listening to songs, you know, when they're growing up. That was certainly the way for me, and my interest in you know, the Gaelic arts inspired this kind of love for the language. And that's kind of how my route went. And I think actually having done things like learnt, you know, looked at different songs with James Harrison and looked at how they're constructed, you can learn a huge amount of the language through song. And I love that sort of thing. So I definitely would like to bring song into what I'm doing with the language as well, you know, in terms of teaching and things. Yeah.
In a way, you've already started that with Kulturvanen, with your teaching songs online.
Yes, that was part of the Trace tutorials. So, yeah, that was really fun to film. So I did four of those and kind of tried to pick ones which had, you know, which were accessible to complete beginners of Manx, but also had, you know, say, for example, the Mananan songs got lots of question words through it. So I thought, well, that's a really good way of introducing questioning words. And then things like, you know, Ligagus of Arga, you know, we've got lots of repetition and things like that. So it starts to get people very comfortable very quickly with using Manx. So yeah, no, I really enjoyed making those videos.
With other commitments, performance and teaching, how is the workers in Grenada fitting into all that?
At the moment, I'm 2 days a week at Kulturvanen and I'm just working out other commitments at the moment before going full time in December at Kulturvanen, and really looking forward to that. I should be able to fit some performing and a little bit of private teaching alongside the role, and certainly the performing side will kind of strengthen everything I'm doing here at Kulturvanen as well as sort of promoting the language. The performing side of things, you know, when I do that, it sort of falls sometimes at weekends anyway, the natural kind of style of things anyway. But so yeah, I feel like they will go hand in hand, especially singing in Manx and, you know, being able to promote the island and the language through that anyway. So I see that they should they should, you know, go hand in hand well.
Good word.